I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. Before you're ready for a full-fledged business war yourself, you need to start somewhere. David Choi put it all on the line and drained his bank account to buy his first food truck. 8 years later, Choi's Soul Taco business has expanded to 7 total locations in Illinois and Missouri, and his bold vision for Korean and Mexican fusion has made an impact on the culinary scene. Over time, David's established himself as an influential entrepreneur who even works with big brands like Citi and American Airlines. In this episode, we're talking with David about his humble beginnings, his hustle, and the importance of small businesses. All that's coming up next. Today's bonus episode is sponsored by the Citi Business Advantage Platinum Select Card. I know a lot of my listeners are always on the hunt to find ways to earn more from their business, and that's why I wanted to tell you about the Citi Business Advantage Platinum Select Card. This card comes with benefits and tools that were designed for small business owners like you. As a card member, you'll have access to a 24/7 personal business assistant. You'll get World Elite MasterCard benefits, which include special offers from Microsoft, Salesforce, Intuit, and more. And on top of all of that, all of your purchases earn AAdvantage miles that you can use toward future American Airlines flights, hotels, and even seat upgrades. Plus, you can even earn miles on employee purchases when you add authorized users. You know what's even better? You can earn 65,000 bonus miles after qualifying purchases. Just head over to citi.com/fly to learn more. You work hard for your business. Let the Citi Business Advantage Platinum Select Card work hard for you. Head to citi.com/fly to apply today. David Choi, welcome to Business Wars.
Hey, David, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
It's going great, but the title of your place has got me hungry. Soul Taco. Man, what I wouldn't do for a taco right now. Tell us a little bit about the menu before we get started, because I think this is really fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we put in Korean barbecue, which is something I've always grown up with, being a Korean American myself. And just putting it in more of a familiar form of Mexican fusion with your staple Mexican foods, which is like tacos, burritos, quesadillas, things like that. So I don't know anyone who doesn't like Korean food and Korean barbecue, and I don't know anyone that turns down a good taco. So
yeah, that's the truth. Well, tell us a little bit about what inspired you, other than the fact that you knew you were onto something by hitting on two terrific food traditions.
Just really started off with traveling and just my enjoyment for trying new things and different foods. Food is something that my whole family has been really passionate about. And anytime we would travel, we would like to try new in different places. So I think prior to starting Soul Taco, while I was traveling, folks were like, you got to try these Korean barbecue tacos. Obviously, Korean barbecue is something I was very familiar with growing up, even cooking it.
Well, tell us a little bit about growing up. I mean, you mentioned that your family was really into Korean barbecue. Where were you living and what were you doing?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. And pretty much growing up, anytime we had a birthday party, holiday, even in the dead of the winter, I was the go-to grill guy. So I would be marinating with my grandma, my mom, and learning how to really marinate different meats. And then, of course, being the youngest out of three boys, I was designated to go out and man the grill when it was, whether it was snow outside or not. But so they just sent me out there. So at a young age, I just learned how to barbecue really, really early on. So
That's wild. Was that your first gig in someone's kitchen, or did you do other things before Soul Taco became the thing for you?
I guess that entrepreneurial spirit has always been with me. Even at a young age, anytime there was a big act in town, where I would go to the hotels and, you know, wait for them to get autographs, and then I would get the autographs and sell it to the local memorabilia stores. But in the midst of that, as soon as I got my driver's license, I delivered Chinese food, worked in a Chinese kitchen for a while, delivered pizzas, and that just translated even into college, where I was always navigated toward kitchen. So whether I worked at sub shops, pizza shops, I was even a barista, and really, I just like working. It didn't even have to be with food. I was also a valet attendant, and also painted houses, things like that. So whatever really occupied my time, I sort of enjoy working on my feet and just really meeting different folks and people on a daily basis.
So what was the bell that went off? What was the moment where you said, wait a minute, I'm going to go it on my own and I'm going to start something that I could build from scratch?
Yeah, I think it was when I mentioned before, just traveling and trying Korean food and having that be catching friction in different cities. I was just like, man, just being in St. Louis in the Midwest city, you don't get really exposed to too much Korean food. There were some places growing up here and there, but no one's ever really sustained it. No one's made it as approachable. So me just being born and raised here and knowing the different culture of American culture and my parents' culture and instilling both of those into cuisine was almost a no-brainer. But yeah, just more of anything, wanting to bring the Korean cuisine to a place like St. Louis, which it's a city I love and I was born and raised in, and trying to introduce that to the city and make it a little bit more relevant.
Hey, for my small business owners who are listening, I know that every day you're finding ways to do more for your business, just like David Choi of Soul Taco. I already told you why the City Business Advantage Platinum Select Card is an incredible asset to have, but you'll really want to hear about the ways you can earn double miles on select business expenses, too. Filling up at a gas station? Double miles. Select cable and phone bills? Double miles, too. And when you're ready to fly again, you'll get 2 times the miles when booking flights at AA.com as well. And as I mentioned before, you can earn 65,000 bonus miles after qualifying purchases. Just go to citi.com/fly after today's interview with David Choi to learn more about the City Business Advantage Platinum Select Card. That's citi.com/fly. So many people, including probably a lot of our listeners, have had what they might consider to be the great idea or a great idea or a really super concept, right?
Sure.
And only a few actually strike out and fewer still end up really making it like you have. Mm-hmm. So what was it that gave you the confidence or gave you that sense of, hey, I can do this and here's how I'm going to do it? What put you on that track?
I get this question all the time from folks that want to start things on their own, or I really always encourage them. I was like, can you do what you do now? Say if you go have that all in moment and you take the leap of faith and jump into this idea, can you always go back to what you're doing now? They're like, yeah, I'm really, more times than not, they're like, I'm really good at my job and I think that I could come back and do this again, whatever I'm doing for the past 5-10 years. And to me, that was the sort of attitude and mindset I had. It was like, I actually don't mind working 3-4 jobs at a time. But if I must spend this much time and energy, I might as well just try to go all in on my own idea. And luckily it worked. And I'm totally content if this, say even through the pandemic or anything like this, if everything just fails or whatever it is, I'm totally content with being back where I was at square one.
But, you know, a lot of us wouldn't even know where square zero was, right? You see, like, for instance, storefronts, and you have this idea, and maybe you think, okay, you see a kitchen or kitchen equipment advertised somewhere. Talk a little bit about the start of your business and literally what you had to do, because, I mean, you weren't trained to be an entrepreneur, I would imagine.
It wasn't something I was trained on, but I think it always helps, right, if it's something that you enjoy doing. And for me, starting my own business and meeting folks on a daily basis and having it something that I could call my own, that's what drove me every day to keep going and succeeding. And at the end of the day, if you don't like people and your business is about people, then you're probably not suited to start your own thing.
How did you make that first capital expense, though? And what was it? Was it like what a some kind of kitchen fixture, maybe?
So for me, yeah, I started as a food truck. So just getting a food truck. Food trucks weren't really prevalent in the Midwest in 2011 when I started. And yeah, so for me, like, I had to find that truck, and I wanted the idea of the truck because when I traveled to like the each coast, whether it was West Coast or East Coast, prior to that was, you know, food trucks were starting to be a thing. And not only was I able to introduce Korean food to St. Louis, I was also introducing concept of food trucks as well. So for me, I had to find that truck, and luckily I flew out to the East Coast and I got to find a truck.
So you got a truck, and was the truck all outfitted? Was it ready to rock and roll?
Yeah. So it was a old Philly wagon. So it was in Pennsylvania, and I guess they sold Philly cheesesteaks out of it. And he just did it at random events and stuff like that. So, yeah, at first he was asking, $40,000 for it, whatever he listed. And then, I drove out there. No one knows out of my budget. I only had $18,000 on me, and that was like no joke because I sold my I sold my car. I emptied out my bank account, and I only had $18,000. And yeah, and I didn't even want to waste this guy's time, but I was like, man, this truck has everything I need to get started. So I drove from Washington, D.C., where I first started my scouting out different trucks and looking at them, and then nothing really was the right truck for me. So I found one in Philadelphia, a little outside of Philadelphia, and he was asking for $40,000, and I drove out to him. Basically, through our negotiations, he's like, I can't do less than 30. And I was like, well, we're far up. I was like, I'm not lying to you. All I have is 18. I understand if that's a low ball offer and you won't take it. So he's like, there's no way I could do it. So I was like, that's fine. And then I was like, if you ever change your mind, let me know. Give me a call. Uh-huh. And then an hour later, he gives me a call and says, he says, my wife's going to kill me if this thing's not out of my driveway. So I ended up taking the 18, and then I drove it straight back to St. Louis.
Wow. So lesson number one, don't give up. Go ahead and throw the Hail Mary, even if you don't think you've got it, it sounds like. And it sounded like you just didn't have the scratch to make the $40,000, but it was good enough to get you started. You didn't give up right there.
Absolutely, yeah. So I one way or other, I was going to leave with the truck, whether it was going to break down three or four times on the way back to St. Louis. So I was going to get that truck, and I was determined to get it, so.
That's crazy. And so not only did you get a food truck, you got your personal vehicle, I guess, because this is all you've got.
Yeah. And it's crazy how things like that work, because a really good family friend of ours noticed I did that. And really, they weren't going to get anything for their trade-in car. So they're like, hey, just give me, you know, a couple hundred bucks. Give me a couple hundred bucks for this vehicle. Like, we just got a brand new car, and they're not offering much for the trade-in. So they gave me a vehicle for there. So it's funny how things like that work out. You know, the folks that are willing to support you on the way. So,
Did you find that early on you had to rely a lot on friends and family, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. And just folks that were already in the industry, and just, man, the overwhelming amount of support you get from friends and family, that to me is really what just supersedes any like fear, and gives you the confidence to jump in. I know we talked about confidence before, and that was the one that really made me want to start my own thing.
That was the first half of our conversation with Soul Taco founder David Choi. Next week, we'll continue our discussion, and I'll ask Choi about the challenges he faced in the early days of Soul Taco and what it took to expand from one food truck to 7 locations. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors, and we hope you'll support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a small survey at wondery.com/survey and tell us which business stories you'd like to hear. From Wondery, this is Business Wars. I'm your host, David Brown. Carly Frankel and Audrey No produced this episode. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Our producer is Emily Frost, sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. You know, it's always great to hear a small business success story, and I hope that you were inspired by David Choi and his journey to open Soul Taco. On your own journey as a small business owner, you should consider carrying the City Business Advantage Platinum Select Card. We've been talking about how this card can help you and your business with special World Elite MasterCard benefits and ways to earn miles on all of your expenses. But I really wanted to touch on the travel benefits that you would also have access to as a card member. When you're ready to fly again, you'll be able to enjoy preferred boarding on American Airlines flights and your first checked bag free on domestic travel. There's even savings on in-flight Wi-Fi so you can stay connected to your business while at cruising altitude. And as I mentioned, you can earn 65,000 bonus miles after qualifying purchases. Learn more at citi.com/fly. If you're a small business owner, then you're not going to want to miss out on this incredible offer. Just head over to citi.com/fly to apply for your own City Business Advantage Platinum Select Card today.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.